The Wellness Collective with Cecilia and Nat.
Here we are again. Hello, Nat.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. It's the end of the year, end of 2016. And you know what? At this time last year, I did not even know you.
I know. How about that?
A lot can happen in a year.
It really can.
And that's what we're going to do today.
No.
We're going to talk about all the things that we have come across in 2016.
All of our favourite things on the Wellness Collective.
Mm-hmm.
Things we've talked about, things that have stood out, things that have been a bit funny.
That's the highlight for you, the funny stuff.
Yeah.
You have got end-of-year-itis, December-itis, tinselitis, all those things wrapped up in one.
Tinselitis sounds a bit funky.
It does. Ew.
It just reminds me of, what's the toe one? Tinea.
No. Oh, gross, mixed with tonsillitis. Anyway, no, I hope you haven't got that. But as I said, I didn't know you a year ago, and then I met you. We started doing a radio show together, and I learned a lot of stuff.
The rest is history. Well, I have to say, when I was reflecting on what my absolute favourite part of the Wellness Collective radio show has been, that was definitely our first episode where we got to introduce you to all of, well, at least my crew. And yeah, that was really a highlight. I've got the audio. Because we want to do something that's really different.
That's right. We've done a bit of research, but let's go back because last year I saw a video of you and I must admit I'd never seen you before and never even heard of you. So I don't know if that's a good thing to admit at this point in time, but a good friend of mine who is in the wellness industry sent it over to me and she said, I think you should get in touch with Nat. She's really well respected and I think this would be a great opportunity. And I was like, all right, let's give it a go.
So Cecilia was our winner of the competition for the radio show and that's how that came about.
That's right.
You were one of our finalists. And
if that had not have happened,
we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here.
No, we wouldn't. I'd be sad. It is funny though, because it's a good thing to remind myself that sometimes you just got to do stuff. Because I've never been the sort of person that enters competitions or, you know, puts myself out there with things like that really. But it was about 10 o'clock at night and I just thought, I'm just going to do this. And I did it and here I am and I'm very excited to have met you and everything. Anyway, enough gushing. You know what? If I could sum up this year in a couple of sentences, I'd say gut health has huge implications on the rest of your health.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is like the core of your universe, your body being your universe, and the core of it is it's like the master control room.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You thought your brain was.
Well, yeah, probably.
Most people do.
Yeah.
But that's why they liken it to your second brain.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be looking after that. So that's your first lesson that you
learned. That's my first lesson that I learned.
Yeah, tell me what else you learned.
Well, kale is not as super as a superfood, as everybody perhaps thought.
That was a fun episode that we did with Sam Gowing, wasn't it? Where we debunked the myths around superfoods and worked out what made food super.
And also had a look at what things were actually pretty good. Tea was one of them, which I was pretty happy about.
That was impressive.
But on
wasn't
the scale
it?
Of superfoods, I think kale came in at about number 50.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad if
which
you really
not
like
super.
Kale. But I don't know if anyone actually really does like kale.
No, not at all. I mean, well, I don't mind kale, but I'm not chowing down on it on its own.
It's not a chip. I'm sorry.
Well, people who like kale. It can be made into chips.
I think that's in your well and
yes,
good, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oops, sorry, I'm debunking your recipe. The other thing that I thought was really fun this year was that I learnt about genes and how you can switch things on and off by the way you live. Now that just makes my head explode.
That was a fun episode, I have to say as well. That was on my list too because I've got a list. You've got a list, let's be honest. We've got lists happening here. I know that you actually referred to the whole episode as a little bit sci-fi. You were like, it's like science fiction. We're just, what do you mean you can turn on and off your genes and manipulate how they work and I am keen to let you hear, actually, what that aha moment was for you.
That's really the whole basis behind what we do. So once upon a time we sort of thought, okay, you've got the genes, that's it. My mum got this, my dad had this. But it's actually not like that. Our genes are influenced by our environment. So the toxins, your nutrition. So having, you know, a poor diet for someone who has genes that perhaps you don't metabolise B vitamins very well, or you don't activate vitamin D, if you're not seeing the sun and not getting a lot of Bs, that's when you're likely to have these adverse health outcomes.
So basically we learned that your diet, your lifestyle, your environment can change the way your body works quite profoundly.
Yeah. I can't even speak as I'm thinking about
how that applies. But yeah. It's awesome, because for so many people that have for so long thought that they've got a condition that they can't do anything about, all of a sudden if you can maximise body function based on your knowledge of your genetics and your nutrient deficiencies and do the right thing according to that, you can then have a better chance of increased health based on that rather than not doing anything at all.
That's right. I do think, though, that finding out all this stuff has made me want to get all my friends on board and try to direct them in different places so that they can help themselves and to live a better life.
You'd be like, so on this podcast, actually episode 2 to be
if
quite
you
exact.
Have a listen, exactly. I'm going to write that down. Episode 2.
But Dr. Denise was amazing, let's be honest. She was a wealth of information. Mm-hmm. And if you are part of the Wellness Collective membership, we did more with her around her thyroid health and how she had a thyroid problem, and she basically healed herself and was able to live without using any medication based on this, based on her looking at her genetics and using her knowledge as a scientist. She was really good.
We have met some amazing people throughout this year as well. We spoke to Bianca Dye. Radio personality.
Yes.
And she talked a lot about her anxieties and stresses and dealing with those and being in the public eye. Mm. We also spoke to Liesl Jones, Olympian.
Yes.
Also, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety about being in the public eye, under pressure to be an Olympian and stuff. It was a recurring theme throughout everything. Stress and anxiety has such a big part to play in the way we all live our lives.
Absolutely. I think a standout for me was, well, actually, track back a second. A lot of these people that we see through social media, mm-hmm. on our tellies, that looks very perfect, doesn't it? It's all very shiny. Oh, yeah, it's all very polished. And the reality is nobody's life is actually like that.
Oh, no.
And I think that's refreshing for a lot of people to learn that Liesl Jones has battles, that, you know, Bianca Dye, whoever we spoke to, no one admitted or suggested that they were enlightened.
No. And no one had a perfect life.
No one had a perfect life at all. But one of my standouts I would love to mention is Elisa Leto.
Yeah, Elisa Leto is an amazing lady. We spoke to her in podcast number 6. You can go back and have a listen. And again, in the Wellness Collective, we had a big talk about her surrogacy journey, which took her to America, which was extraordinary. I mean, anyone that goes through surrogacy, I think, is amazing in terms of dealing with the emotions and everything else that goes along with it.
But she did that also because she had a health problem. Like she's got a genetic defect, effectively, mm-hmm. that, you know, could see her basically not be able to carry a pregnancy full term. So that's why. So there was so many elements to that episode, wasn't there?
Really interesting.
There was her health. There was the fact that then because of that she had a surrogate pregnancy. And then imagine, I was thinking about this just this morning. Mm. Imagine you've had children, so you kind of know and you've grown inside you. But imagine being gifted these or given or you've, you know, they're your genetic material. It'd just be weird, wouldn't it? In a sense of a real challenge.
Oh, it's so
I think more than the average. I think the challenge would be more than the average parent who's kind of gone.
Definitely.
There's challenges with both, but I think bonding would be, you know, something that, and Alyssa's someone like her, she'd be just amazing at all of these things. Mm-hmm. But I just think that the challenges would be far higher based on, you know, having to travel to get them and bringing them. Imagine bringing twin babies back from America.
I think I said when we talked to Elisa that her boys were born not long before my son was born, and he was my first baby. And I can remember thinking that, yeah, exactly all those thoughts that for her this whole journey had been huge and a different sort of pregnancy. Like obviously pregnancy was happening on the other side of the world and she had to travel to be part of it. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
But she is amazing and she's so positive. And we talked to her about how her positivity with her kids has taken her global.
I know. I loved this episode. This is like right there at the top.
So Elisa, as she said, she's got twin boys and she's a really positive person. And she posted online a video of her and her twin boys before they went to school one morning doing a little bit of a mantra. You know, positivity kind of thing. I know that's right up your alley.
Yeah, totally is right up my alley.
But it went viral. I mean, she was expecting a few people who came to her blog to have a look at it and what have you, and it ended up on the other side of the world.
I know that it went crazy in South Korea. I want to know why. Like, why South Korea?
I don't know, but that's the way these things happen.
I like, guess so.
One culture just really clicks into some bit of it, you know?
So funny. I think we've got the audio here. We should take a listen.
Ready for a big positive day at school?
Yes!
Okay, ready? Excellent. Okay, I am strong.
I am strong.
I am grateful for what I have.
I am grateful for what I have.
I try my best.
I try my best.
I work hard.
I work hard.
I am amazing.
I am amazing.
I am kind.
I am kind.
I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
I am respectful.
I'm respectful.
I'm not better than anyone else.
I'm not better than anybody else.
And no one is better than me.
And no one is better than me.
If I fall,
I get back up.
Because I am
resilient.
Resilient. That's right, you boys are resilient. I try new things.
I try new things.
Mistakes are
opportunities to learn.
Mistakes are opportunities to learn. Did I forget anything?
Yes, I'm smart.
I am smart. Okay, we're going to have a good day at school?
Yes.
Excellent. Well done. Love you guys. Let's go to school. Let's go.
Mistakes are opportunities to learn.
Oh,
so cute.
They're so lucky to have the mum they've got.
I know, right? But I just, that to me opened up my heart. I was just like, it's so cute. And I loved it how not only were they listening, but there were parts of it that they knew already, like that they filled in the blanks because they had repeated that to themselves so many times that that was just normal and they believed it and they embodied it. And that's another theme of what we've talked about mantras a lot in this show. We've talked about a lot about positivity, the power of positive thoughts. That is a common theme because it is quite profound, even though it seems really woo-woo.
It's been really nice, though, to have a positive thing going on because I don't know about you, but 2016 has really seemed like quite a dark and negative year in a lot of aspects.
I agree. I feel like it's been hard work.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned how I don't follow a lot of numerology and that sort of stuff, but someone was saying how from a numbers perspective, it's a year of finishing, it's completion, and then there's a new cycle starts. I do, however, definitely believe in cycles. Chinese medicine's very much about the cycles.
Yes. So is this the end of a cycle, you think?
Well, cycles are typically, well, it depends when you start your cycle, doesn't it? For women, they're like 8 years, and for men, they're 7 years.
Oh.
So if you look at it, I think we spoke about this from a puberty perspective.
Yep.
Every 7 years, boys change. Every 8 years, girls change. I mean, it doesn't mean you don't do a little bit of more growth and change in between.
No, but that's where the big ones,
profound ones.
Well, I think the world went through one of those this year. So our way of coping with that was the positivity and the mantras and looking at how we can better ourselves to have, you know, a healthier, happier life,
yeah,
I suppose.
Steer us where we want to go, not where we don't want to go.
Gosh, we're turning into hippies. Hey, it's not all just all la-la and buttercups in here, though. We are a bit silly sometimes and we do have a bit of fun. And, you know, we both have a lot on our plate, so sometimes we just lose our minds.
We do, and sometimes we just wing it. But actually, let's listen to – it was a really funny blooper. Not a blooper. We left it in the podcast. But let's take a listen. I'm craving it. But, hey, do you want to have a little laugh? Because when I was putting this all together
– yeah.
you and I were wrapping up the audio of Elisa's interview.
Yeah.
And we're actually really funny.
Of course.
Listen to this.
Totes.
Yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
Have you got any other questions?
Do we need? I'm just interested a little bit about your business.
Yes, forgot about
just
that.
Just quickly.
we couldn't have even, we couldn't have synced that better if we tried.
Are we recording? Because I'm burping.
put that in there too. Come on.
No, don't do that.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, we're still
talking. Oh no.
Yep, that's it. We're all
friends professional here, aren't we?
We are funny. You made your debut burp on radio. Have you ever burped before like that?
Yeah, I think I probably have.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Handy.
Par for the course.
Well, you know, it can't be all, like you said, it can't be all serious. But speaking of serious but not serious, one other highlight for me was when we had Dr. Damien Christoph on the show, and I told the story of my crazy PMS and needing to buy chocolate and whether or not that was going to be my undoing. Because for those of you who missed it, basically I had a moment where I was like, I'm going to kill someone if I do not get chocolate into me right now.
The funniest part about this is that that is an entirely normal thing to do. And
not normal for me,
for
though.
Most other people to just go, oh, I think I need a chocolate. Oh, whatever, 3 o'clock, Ida's, I'll get that.
Oh, my goodness, no.
But not for you.
No, no, it's not normal for me. It doesn't mean I don't eat chocolate, but I would never go to the vending machine or to the corner store or never in the supermarket would I go up and buy a bar. I would buy a block for like cooking something like that, but I wouldn't chow into that. And I definitely wouldn't buy a Marvelous Creation.
Sure?
I'm not really sure.
Cooking chocolate.
I'm really sure. But anyway, let's take a listen to the audio from that because I was quite, what's the word? I just found it really.
You were shocked, weren't you?
I was shocked with myself because it wasn't a normal thing to do. But I think it's nice to share. And some people are like, oh gosh, Nat, get over it. It's just a chocolate bar. But it's not normal, but we're all human. And that's what we're trying to demonstrate.
I love it.
That we don't beat ourselves up. So here we go.
Natty, if you spiraled downhill after having a Marvelous Creation, I'd be worried, you know. And so this is the mindset around food that might trip you up. Yes, it may trip you up, but it shouldn't trip you up.
I think the secret is that we are allowed sometimes foods. And the difference is that you eat it, you enjoy it, you move on. Mm. You don't sit there, you don't dwell on it, you don't eat it thinking the whole time, I shouldn't be eating this,
yep.
This is not good for me.
No.
And I think that's the difference. And we were talking about this at work today and it was along the lines of you're better off eating the sometimes food and enjoying it rather than sitting there the whole time and regretting it later. So really, I think we need to start to change the way that we're approaching what we eat as a secret to being able to move past issues with our body, our health, all of that in the mix. I think this was actually, I think it's very appropriate this episode because I'm going to play some more audio from it. But basically, Damien is a good friend of mine, Dr. Damien, and his philosophy, he talks about how he was a preacher, like as in, well, not literally a preacher, but he was
a preacher to not eat creations.
Yeah.
What are they called? Magical
marvelous,
creations.
Marvellous, apparently. Marvellous creations gross. With the whole bells and whistles and the popping stuff
too
inside
much.
And whatever.
Yep.
But I want to grab that audio too because I think it's a beautiful way of ending and wrapping up is that, you know, we've got to come together and it might be a little bit woo-woo, but maybe it's time to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. I don't know. Hang on. Let's listen.
Been a foodie my whole career, you know. I've cracked the whip, I've banged on drums, I've stood on soapboxes, I've told people that they're bad, that their diet's appalling, blah, blah. I've done all of that. But in this age of kindness, in the age of the survival, like the people who will succeed the most in this next decade will be the kindest. You know, those people that take it easy will have a better health result. Coming back from Ikaria, learning what the Greeks do, I tell you what, they don't bang on and punch each other up because they ate a chocolate bar. In fact, they'd be going, nice, was it good?
Yeah.
Can I have some too?
I am with him 100%.
I agree. I think there's, you know, like you said, in a time where there's a lot of negativity, there's a lot of do's and don'ts that, you know, we need to all zoop ourselves up on kale, which is not super anyway. You know, we've got to do this and we must do that. I think we just need to bring things back to, you know, what's achievable, what is the one thing that we can do today that's going to benefit our health and our well-being, and just stick with that and let that grow rather than be this overwhelming experience or this overhaul that is super hard to stick to, unrealistic, and you're only going to end up in tatters.
Exactly.
And I think that's a good theme in the new year.
Yeah.
We set these New Year's resolutions, which I think is, look, it's lovely to do that, to have a goal, but have you ever stuck to a New Year's resolution?
Mm.
Not that I can remember.
No, because usually they're like wild and epic.
Although I like making a list of things to achieve throughout the year, but that's different.
I think that's actually very smart.
Yeah.
There you go. You can...
Sometimes I don't get to the end. And Wintat's Lotto is one of them.
Oh, right. Well, good luck with that one.
Yeah, I'll share it with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think, though, coming from Dr. Damien, you feel better about your chocolate bar now, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And
I
over summer, you're not going to stop yourself. If the kids want an ice cream, you're going to have one too.
Absolutely.
That's right. I mean, really. The sometimes in sometimes food is there for a reason.
Absolutely. And I think that's what, if you listen back on that episode, that was the theme. It was you eat it, you enjoy it, please don't regret it, move on.
Exactly. Yeah. Buyer's remorse. Anyway, thank you so much for an amazing 2016.
Likewise. Thank you for opening up your world to us, trying out something new, getting into the wellness scene.
I'm the dummy that doesn't know anything, but I'm learning and I'm enjoying it.
You know lots.
And I have enjoyed your company. It's been marvellous. And Ian in there, hello. He's the guy that makes all the magic.
Puts the music underneath, like we can hear now.
That's right.
Awesome. All right, thanks everybody. We will be back next month with another hot topic. If you haven't rated us yet, please do so wherever you are in the world, because that's important to us. And don't forget to share this podcast with as many people as possible. And we'd love your feedback. If you want something featured in 2017, we are all ears.
I know, I love getting feedback. Yeah. I got some the other day from my sister-in-law.
Amazing.
It was really good. Amazing. Yeah, positive. Also, too, have yourself a happy New Year's and get on the celebratory kombucha.
Bye, guys.
See ya.